We're going to head to DeKalb and be joined by NIU head coach Thomas Hammock. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good morning, and obviously congratulations on the win at Toledo last week, 31-28. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the production and your Huskies' performance.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids, responded to some adversity from the previous week. You know, the way Central Michigan handled us. I thought we had some good practices heading up into Toledo. And I thought we came out with the right mentality and approach. You know, would love to play better for about a 7 or 8 minute stretch in the fourth quarter. But, you know, all in all, I think our kids didn't flinch. They were resilient. And then when we needed a drive at the end of the game, they was able to execute at a high level and get through on the board and then obviously stop them at the end.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammock and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. For you and your emotions on the sideline, when you see a freshman kicker going on the field to kick a potential game winner, doesn't matter the distance, what's going through your mind when you got a young kicker going out there compared to maybe a senior and more of a veteran type kicker?
Well, to be honest with you, I went over and asked him. I said, you know, what hash do you want the ball on? He said left. And once he was definitive with his answer, you know, I had the utmost confidence in him to go out there and make the kick. So we made sure we got on the left hash. Right where he wanted it, and I think, you know, you give him an opportunity. I had no doubt in my mind he would make the kick.
And for your Huskies offensively, just that ground game going, it's great to see Trey Harbison getting such a productive game going with his 168 yards. Talk about it, just how his production fuels your offense.
Yeah, having the ability to be balanced on offense makes us better. You know, when we get one-handed or left-handed, we're not as effective. So we have to be able to be efficient on first and second down, get us in third and manageable situations where we can have a chance to go out and execute and have a run-pass option depending on the situation on third down.
Overall, talk about just the importance of, in this time of year, getting off to that three-touchdown lead on the road against an opponent like Toledo. What does that mean for your Huskies in going forward with this final two-game stretch? Just that confidence of getting, when you're playing the game the right way, what you guys can accomplish?
Well, I just think for us, it gives us an opportunity to be competitive in these games. And I think, you know, when we have the ability to run the football, it opens up the play-action pass. It opens up everything else in our offense. And then defensively, we obviously have some limitations there, but I thought guys did a great job competing, trying to get the ball out. We had two red zone turnovers, which was big for us to stop Toledo from getting in the end zone and obviously have a chance to get more possession for us on offense.
Specifically about that defense, obviously led by Jack Heflin. Talk about his performance in the middle on that defensive line as far as creating not only the tackles but key plays with a quarterback sack and a forced fumble and what he means to your defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's the anchor, and he's a guy that we rely on. He eats up double teams. I think he does a great job keeping offensive linemen off our linebackers. We were real close on a couple other. I thought our D-line as a whole probably played one of their better games in the past few weeks. I thought we had consistent pressure. The quarterback did a nice job getting the ball out on time. If he would have had any hesitation, we would have had two or three more sacks with an opportunity for strip sacks.
As you take a look at next week, looking ahead, obviously, with an Eastern Michigan opponent coming in, when you look at film of the Eagles, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I think, their offense, they have a quarterback that I really respect. I would compare him to the quarterback from Ohio. I mean, this guy, and what I mean by that is he runs the show. When he plays well, they play well. And he's certainly a guy that we got to make sure we have all hands on deck. He's more elusive than you think in the pocket. He can throw the ball well, and they got wide receivers that can obviously catch it and make big plays in the passing game. So we got to be able to tackle him on the perimeter. That's going to be a big part of the game. Defensively, I think they're similar to us. They've had injuries, and they want to just try to line up and play and allow those guys to play fast and play hard and play the type of defense they want to play.
You've got the final two home two games of the regular season at home. Obviously, there's a lot to still play for with division title and obviously bowl opportunities. But this is what you do, and this is what you play for. This opportunity right in front of you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us, we've been calling ourselves out of the hole all season. So, you know, we can't look past anybody or any opponent. You know, we got to take it one game at a time, and that's what we've been trying to do, and stay focused on the process more than the result. And I think, you know, having, you know, a one day shorter preparation really helped us as far as, you know, we was able to put Toledo to bed quickly and get right on to Eastern Michigan, and, you know, we'll be excited to play tomorrow night.
What was your message to your team this week?
Well, I just think, you know, some of the things that we built on going into Toledo, we got to continue to build on, you know, the physicality, the mental toughness, you know, all those things, and stand in the moment. And, you know, we're going to stay in the moment and try to play a really good football team tomorrow night and play for 60 minutes as hard as we can play.
For your Huskies to have success Tuesday night against Eastern Michigan, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, you know, we got to continue to play clean on offense. We want minimal penalties, protect the football, have balance in the run game and the pass game. Defensively, we have to eliminate the big plays. We got to tackle the ball on the perimeter. We know they're going to throw it quick, and try to let those guys make plays. And then special teams, we got to continue to improve on special teams and make that a non-factor in the game.
Well, Thomas, we'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan. Congratulations on your win against Toledo. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas. For NIU, coming off the 31-28 win at Toledo in that contest, running back Trey Harbison, 32 carries for a season-high 168 yards and one touchdown. And defensively, defensive tackle Jack Heflin, six tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, one quarterback sack, and one forced fumble in that contest for NIU as they earned a 31-28 win at Toledo. For NIU, they will be hosting Eastern Michigan tomorrow, Tuesday, November 19th. That game at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central on ESPN2.